Salem root is a fun one, also called hookera or coral bells. There are two species that are native to North America, the woodland alum root and the prairie alum root. These grow from thick roots in a rosette. And again, flowers are kind of small and held up on these big stalks. Again, you don't generally get these for the flowers. It's that foliage and that, you know, nice ground cover greenery that it makes. Only gets to about 6 to 12 inches in height, 12 to 24 inches in width. And, you know, there are different species and a variety of different habitats. So you can probably find one that fits your habit. Common blue violets, some people consider it weedy, but it is the Illinois state wildflower. And this tough little plant, it's got those really cute heart-shaped leaves, that gorgeous flower that ranges in color from deep purple to white. It's not only non-toxic, it is also edible. Anybody ever had candied violets? Yeah, they're kind of tasty little delicate treat. The young leaves can also be eaten like lettuce. In my yard, it's a favorite of deer, meaning since this just kind of grows wild in my lawn, they leave my other stuff alone. So, you know, there's that. It can be difficult to start from seed, but in the wild, I think this is so cool. In the wild, ants will take the seeds. They have this protein coating on them, and they'll take these seeds back to their colony, and they'll eat that protein coat off and pitch the rest of the seed in their waste pile. Well, their waste pile is essentially like organic matter, which is great fertilizer, and that will help them to sprout. And that process is called myrmecocory, which it means essentially ants and plants working together. But it comes from the Greek word for ants and dancing, which I just think is a lovely image. Anyway, it's a great native ground cover. It's not really picky about where it grows, and it'll grow pretty easily just about anywhere. Purple coneflower, this is another great native, very well accepted. If you're in an area that's, you know, like, ooh, native plants, those are weeds. Everybody knows and loves coneflowers. They are easy to grow, long-lived. Avoid fertilizing them because that'll make them tall and leggy and they'll flop. They are reported to be deer resistant, again, as much as anything can be. The seed heads can attract birds. It's a nectaring plant for loads of butterflies, bees, and even hummingbirds. It also tends to be salt resistant, making it a great choice along driveways, roadways, and sidewalks. It will readily reseed, but it doesn't get crazy. You'll hear a lot about aster yellows when it comes to this, but a lot of times it's actually just a mite that gets in there, spread by leaf hoppers. It's not that big an issue. They're also prone to fasciation, which I'm going to use this photo in every presentation I can because it's so weird.